A third crisis stabilization unit is now open in Arkansas, this time in downtown Fayetteville.
Are y'all ready? All right, one, two, three. Yeah.
A ribbon cutting at what had been the County Department of Emergency Management was held Friday. Ozarks at Large's Zuzanna Sitek was there.
Washington and Madison County Drug Court Judge Christy Beaumont started her remarks at the Northwest Arkansas Crisis Stabilization Unit opening with a quote from an M. Roy poem titled Mental Illness.
People assume you aren't sick unless they see the sickness on your skin. Like scars forming on a map of all the ways you're hurting. My heart is a prison of have you tried? Have you tried exercising? Have you tried eating better? Have you tried not being sad?
Some of the other speakers Friday morning included Governor Asa Hutchinson, Washington County Sheriff Tim Helder, and Ozark Guidance President and CEO Laura Tyler. They echoed a similar message.
Today, we're taking a giant step forward in order to treat those with mental illness with more compassion and more responsibly. That is really the duty of society, and it is something that we should take seriously.
But by and large, that segment of our society, when it comes to the criminal justice system, has been underserved, and in law enforcement, we're inadequately equipped to deal with that.
And we are very excited about today's opening of the Northwest Arkansas Crisis Stabilization Unit. It is going to provide a critical alternative for individuals with behavioral health illnesses and allow us to be partners with law enforcement in shepherding people to treatment rather than to jail.
The CSU will be open 24/7 and will start accepting clients starting June 24th. Kristen McAllister, the Director of Crisis Stabilization Services for Ozark Guidance, says they will be able to provide treatment at the facility for up to 72 hours.
So individuals coming in, they will be voluntarily admitting to the facility. We will have a daily schedule for folks, which will include individual therapy, group therapy, meeting with nurse and doctors, APRNs for that medical piece, prescription of medications if that's needed. But it will be a pretty structured environment.
McAllister says the goal is to stabilize clients using a combination of medication management and linking them to resources in the community.
So we'll be partnering and working in collaboration with quite a few resources here in Northwest Arkansas to get folks connected to health resources. Maybe they're needing ongoing treatment with Ozark Guidance as a community health provider, or maybe they're needing linkage to things like food stabilization, so making sure that they have access to healthy foods in their community.
Two other crisis stabilization units have been open for around a year. The Sebastian County CSU has been up and running since March 2018, and the Pulaski County facility opened its doors last July. McAllister says that's allowed Northwest Arkansas staff to get insights into what has worked and what hasn't.
I think one of the most important things that I just come back to is just being instilled with that compassion. So, you know, just being able to speak with Joey Potts and Lisa Evans, the directors of Sebastian and Pulaski, and just really connect on that that piece of what we're trying to do is really just serve people and being reminded of that at every step.
McAllister says the regional law enforcement buy-in has also been critical to the community partnerships that will make the CSU an effective alternative for those in need.
We have had close to 200 law enforcement officers trained in crisis intervention team training, which has been a significant asset to us. And I really feel like if we're building that strong connection and collaboration with law enforcement, then we'll be able to help as many people as we can.
And McAllister adds, the CSU is laying the groundwork for future projects that continue reforming the justice system and the ways it approaches mental illness.
I'm viewing the Crisis Stabilization Unit as not only making those connections for individuals to the resource in the community, but making the connection for the community to that reform. It really is a good opportunity for us to show what we can do to help people. And if we just think outside the box and be a bit more creative, we really can make an impact and a difference.
Some of those reforms are already well underway. Judge Christy Beaumont says when the drug court program first started, participation was limited to first-time offenders who've never been in trouble with the law before. But they have since changed that approach.
Now we only take, in our track one, the high-risk, high-need individuals, the ones that have the addiction, which is the high-need, and then the high-risk, which means that based on certain factors currently in their life and prior factors, they are likely to end up in prison or go back to prison. So we're taking probation revocations, people that have already messed up. We are taking people that have already been to prison 3, 4, 5, 6 times. And those are the people that we're focusing on because those are the ones that we can make the biggest impact.
And Beaumont says future projects could include launching a mental health court.
There are some conversations, so I'm hopeful that we will get one in Washington, Madison County at some point in time.
She says another diversion program would allow the county to help more people who don't fit the criteria for drug court.
With drug court, we cannot take people that are just in there for mental illness because we didn't have the ability to do that, and it is set up for substance abuse problems. So a mental health court would focus strictly on the mental health issues, not for individuals that had the substance abuse. And with the crisis stabilization unit, I think it's a lot more probable now that a mental health court would work here.
The Northwest Arkansas CSU will take in clients from Washington, Benton, Madison, and Carroll counties. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Susanna Sitek.
Washington County spent $250,000 to renovate the CSU facility. In 2017, the state earmarked nearly $6.5 million in operating costs for the entire CSU pilot program, about $1.5 million for each of the four units. The fourth CSU is expected to open in Jonesboro in September.